Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Mojo Monday. Monday. Good morning. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning there, Carrie. How are you?
Wonderful. Absolutely blessed. How are you today on this beautiful day?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. It is a very beautiful day. I haven't made it to the water yet this morning, but that's part of my master plan this afternoon. And
awesome.
And just enjoying it. Yep. Awesome, awesome day.
That sounds like a beautiful day to find out. I'm so glad to hear your voice, and I'm so excited for our show today and having our special guest, Mindy States, and talking about manifestation and the power of thoughts and intention as well as our words in manifesting either positive or negative aspects into our life. And I know you and I have had lots of conversations about this topic through our years of friendship.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And still, I mean, things still happening, you know, recent. And it's one of my favorite topics because it's just the awareness has been so heightened over the past, you know, I want to say 5, 6, 7, 8 years in many areas. And you're right. I mean, it's definitely, you know, a voice. Knew that words and thoughts are very, very powerful. You know, intentions, very, very powerful. People don't realize that we can create, you know, what we create is what, you know, is basically, you know, mental. It's in our mind. We create if we think it, you know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
just the best way I can explain it for me, but it's just one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, that's true. What you focus on increases, regardless of what it is. You know, what you focus
absolutely.
On will increase. What's interesting is we're going to do the meditation in a minute, and this meditation we'll do today, really, if we could practice this just with everything, this idea that we plant an idea, you know, and then let the universe take care of the rest and let it blossom, that it will. I really believe that. You know, you put out a request to the universe, and you have such faith and belief, and you let it go, that it will come back to you. You know, it will come back to you. And it's the worrying in between and how are we going to do it and how are we going to make it that actually puts resistance against the manifestation, you know, against it occurring in our life. So, you know, that's the meditation I wanted to do today, is just that idea of that simplicity of what we can do and just to release it and let it go and belief, you know, believe in faith. You know, that is, you know, that's another show we're definitely going to need to have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that ego gets in the way and that will and the worry, you know, in our minds. And I just was talking to a friend the other day about aligning the third eye in the heart, because that's not where the mind resides, you know, and where the mind is, you know, that's just clutter and talk and, you know, and we can enjoy that at different times, you know, but when it comes to spirituality manifesting and our dreams, you know, that's not where those things come from. You know, does it come from the chatter? It's the space in between. You know, it's that soul. You know, it's from the soul and the spirit connecting to that. So it's pretty awesome, eh, Laura?
Oh, yeah. Yes, totally agree. Many, many, many ways.
So let's do a little meditation then, and we'll get Mindy on because I'm excited to just chat with her and let her tell her story about, you know, what's brought her to this topic and understanding for herself. So we'll just get
sure.
a little comfortable and relaxed. Wherever anyone is fine. And just pay attention to your breathing and just, you know, allow your breath to fill up your chest and your body. And as you breathe in that feeling of relaxation and just peace, allow that to spread all over your body. When you become more comfortable with this energy, just let it expand even more. With each breath, you really feel it pouring over all of your skin, your cells, into your energy fields, till you feel it going into the center of you. A create that space and that stillness in your heart center now. Breathe it in and feel it filling it up with life and peace. Feel it expanding even more with every breath. So you feel that life and that energy flowing in. That connection to that life. All the energy and light within the breath. Each breath, it expands. And you can feel the universe within that space. There within your breath and in your heart. That expansiveness. And while we're residing in this space, peace, life force, and unlimited potential, I want you to think of something in your life that you'd like to increase, or a dream you've been wanting for a long time. A desire. Feel that desire now in this space. Visualize what the desire feels like to you, having it right here. What does it look like? What does it feel like to touch it, to be it? Feel the sounds or the smells or the textures or the feelings and emotions that you have from being that desire now. Feel the excitement and the life, the joy. Let those feelings pour over you. Breathe them in. As you know that you are that desire and that dream. Now that you can feel that, I want you to reach into your heart and see that dream and that desire as a little seed. And I want you to plant it in the ground in front of you and water it with your love and your light now. And your hope, and your faith, and your belief. Feel those energies going into that seed. Feel and see that seed growing through the ground and some other earth energy. And see it sprouting up into the light from the heavens and the universe and from you. Feel your light still shining on that plant as it's growing. See your dream blooming beautiful flowers of all colors. See more seeds taking root from that light, from those flowers. And with each breath you take, see your beautiful dream and desire garden growing in front of you. From your belief and your hope and your faith. From your light. From each breath. Feel the connection to your manifestation of your desires and your dreams. Through your joy and happiness. Through your connection to life and the joy within your heart. Each breath, feel it growing. See the beautiful garden that you create through your consciousness, through your life force that only you can create in this beautiful universe. Feel and see the beautiful colors that you bring to this universe through your imagination and your creativity. Through your belief in the light. Breathe in this consciousness and this awareness. Breathe it into your heart center now, into your body, into this space. Into your room or office or car, wherever you are. Breathe in this knowledge, this wisdom that is true of your unlimited light, of the light you pour out into the universe with every thought and every breath, that you choose what light you shine, what you accept, what you believe. And as we move through our day, may we remember that we have the choice to breathe and remember the wisdom of the truth that we are unlimited and we have the choice and ability to create with our every thought and word and intention. And if we trust the universe and ourselves, that we can grow these beautiful gardens in any manner we choose. The most beautiful radiance that we shine out to the universe and to others and ourselves. Namaste.
Namaste.
Ah, thank you, Laurie.
Very
such a blessing to do this. Thank you, my friend. I love you very much.
Well, I love you too. It was very beautiful, Carrie.
And I'm so grateful as I opened my eyes and saw that it was 11:11 as we were closing that meditation.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful thing that we can all be connected with the energy and the light. Blessings to you, my friend. I'm so grateful for you.
Blessings to you too. Very grateful. For
so
you
shall we
and
bring that?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Shall we bring Mindy on and let her share her experience with us too and her light with us?
Absolutely. Let's bring her on. I'd love to welcome the beautiful Miss Mindy States. Hello. You were on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Oh,
hi.
Well, thank you for being on.
Thank you. What a beautiful meditation that was.
That was.
Thank you so much, and we thank the universe because it just comes down, you know, for us. So it's so beautiful that we can all share it together and really create. And I'm so excited, you know, for you both to share how you use meditation in different aspects, you know, of your teachings and things you've just learned through life, you know, to come to that simple truth. You know, that's what I love about meditation, because we come back with the simplicity of just letting go and allowing the energy to flow through us and to trust that. But Mindy, would you like to share? Because I know you have an incredible story, and I have the blessing of Mindy being my sister, so I've seen her incredible story through her life. But she has a beautiful story, and, you know, and it's kind of ironic that it's a celebration for you of an important date in your life where you came to a lot of these realizations. Do you feel like sharing that with everybody?
Sure. Let's see. You know, my 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, I had my 5-year awakening anniversary yesterday, and that means a lot to me. You know, because before that, I was in a very, very dark place, I'm sure a lot of people can relate, you know, to losing hope and being in a very dark place. And I was on vacation with my family, and one of the places we went to, well, we went to New Mexico, and it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my short years. And we were in New Mexico, and we visited a few different places, and one of the last places we went was White Sands, New Mexico. And I just thought that was spectacular, just the whiteness of the sand and the blue of the sky. So for a minute, I was kind of outside my own head and just like looking at this beautiful, beautiful landscape in front of me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of playing with the sand, you know, running it through my fingers because it's not normal sand, you know, and I didn't know what it was made up of at the time I was sitting there. And I'm kind of looking around, and I look around and I see my husband at the time and most of his family. And I'm just sitting there playing with the sand, watching the kids, you know, take their little sleds, and they're going down the sand in their sleds because it's not normal sand, so they're like zooming down. And I look back at the, you know, the kids are having fun, they're laughing, which is, you know, makes my heart happy. I'm watching them go down, and I look over at the grown-ups that are watching them, and all of a sudden this voice just, I don't even know, you know, this voice said, "You don't have to be around these people." And I was just like,
wow.
It was just like, bing, you know, like this huge, mm-hmm. dark weight, you know, that had been inside me just kind of like disappeared. You know, it released. And it was just like so clear that I could live my life however I wanted to live it, you know, with who, wherever, you know, that the possibilities were endless. And it was just such an incredible, amazing feeling. And, you know, it did change my life because when we got back from vacation, I just started on this path of changing and being true to who I am. And it was just the most incredible thing that I had ever experienced and done for myself. And I haven't really looked back, you know, since.
That's so powerful because I remember when you came home and we were walking on the beach. I remember that day like it was yesterday to me because you were so charred, and it was the happiest, one of the happiest days of my life to see you that happy again, you know. It was like, I'm getting tears in my eyes because I know you felt the same way for me because you've seen me be in spaces and come back, you know, and I've seen mm-hmm. the tears in your eyes, and you're so happy to see me so happy and knowing that truth that we really can have our life, whatever that happiness means, that's what we all deserve, you know, that we're not, if we're not happy in a marriage or we're not happy in a job, you know, we feel stuck because we have these responsibilities to other people, but that's not true. You know, that is a lie that we've been taught to believe, you know, that you can have your happiness and still have your kids or, you know, have another job and pay your bills, you know, but if you tell the universe what you want and that's what you really want, then, you know, you deserve to have that.
Yes. I know it was so hard for Carrie to see me all those years, just not the person that she knew I was, you know, and it was just hard to be around people, you know, because I knew I wasn't the person that I was supposed to be, but, you know, I had such a cloud over me, you know, I had that fog that, you know, I call it my dark space because, you know, I didn't see the light. You know, I didn't feel the light. I was totally closed off, totally disconnected, you know, from source. So I'm truly grateful that I went there and that happened to me. And I have, I think I'm even, you know, happier and everything than I was before all that, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly, because we transform it. You know, we transform from it. And it's interesting that when we decided to make this show, create it, I didn't even correlate that it was going to be your anniversary of the time. You know, it's so funny how the universe takes care of everything if you just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how things. you know, and do you kind of want to share how your journey, like how everything sped up for you after that trip? Because it really did. I mean, when I look back, it's like so much has happened just in that time frame. 5 years.
Yeah, it was, so I got back and right away I just, I knew that I could never go back to the way that I was because, you know, it just, I was awake and I could see and I knew what it was all about. You know, I knew that I had to be true to who I am, that no one can make you happy except for yourself. And I just knew that I was going to show my kids, you know, what true happiness was.
Because you were being, like, you were being it, not pretending it. You weren't pretending, you know, you weren't pretending to try to show how you think you should be able to. You know, you were actually living your joy that was coming,
right,
was radiating out of you.
Right. So when we got back from vacation, I started, I stopped drinking soda. I think that was the first biggest thing. I stopped drinking soda and I started walking and I just started moving, you know, towards being, you know, true to myself. And, you know, I told my husband at the time that I was going to be leaving, you know, at some point soon, that I was going to be moving out and, you know, with you or on my own or whatever. And I started walking every day and just doing things that, you know, made me happy. And the kids noticed a shift right away. They were like, wow. You know, they were like, Mom's fun. They were like, wow, Mom's fun now. You know, I saw how I wanted my life to go, and everything just started to flow to make that happen. You know, it just becomes easy. When you're on the path that you should be on, life really does flow, and there's not too many obstacles or problems, because if there is, then it's there for a reason. And you see that and you know that, and you adjust if you need to so that your life continues to flow, you know, on this path. And it becomes second nature, you know, manifesting what you want. It becomes a way of life because you don't think the old way, you know? It's just not even how you think anymore. Don't you agree? You just...
Absolutely.
It's a way of life.
You start to feel uncomfortable with the old thoughts. Like, you're so used to feeling positive and good vibrations that you go, where's... Like, that feels uncomfortable now when the other stuff comes in. You're like, oh, this isn't how I feel, or this isn't what I want. You know, you feel that way instead of the other way, feeling more comfortable, and the light being the uncomfortable, you know, spot. It totally flips. It's like contrast. And you trust that inner guidance system when something doesn't feel right. You go, okay. I love that you say that. Mindy said this so many times to me, that once you go, you can't go back. And once you are in the light, you see clearly, you know, when that other energy is trying to come in a way you never could before, you know, because you
right.
trust the way you feel. That's your guidance. That's your, like, Beto.
Right.
Red flag.
Beto. Yeah. But you're right.
Yeah, you
so
said
much
that
happened
perfect.
So fast. You know, within 4 months, I think I had lost, like, 20 to 27 pounds, I think, in 4 months. Probably like
wow.
around 20 pounds. And I separated from my husband and I met my new husband, all of that within 4 months. And it was kind of like, I mean, that's what the universe does, though. As soon as you open yourself up to, okay, this is not how I want my life, this is how I want my life, and you start living every day like you're living that life, it happens, boom, right away. Time
mm-hmm.
is of no consequence or importance to the universe. You know, it does it when it thinks that you're ready for it, or you need it, or you really want it. And boom, there it is.
Exactly. And that's why I really, you know, wanted you to share your story for everybody, because you, are the example of when you believe and you put your faith in, you just jump, take the nasty plunge. Because Mindy took the nasty plunge. She had so many forces against her and people sending her energy that, you know, and trying to take her out of her dream. And she went for it. And I supported her, you know, because we've always supported each other, my sisters and I. You know, we've always been that light for each other in our lives, thanks to the universe. But she had so many opposing forces, and she trusted the way she felt inside, and she did it. Because she knew in her heart, you know, she heard that voice, and she believed it, and she never stopped believing in that. So amazing, Mindy. But you guys had to go through a lot to be together.
Yeah, and it's funny because it just blows my mind that, you know, he felt the same way I did, and kind of, so we were kind of together looking out at all the obstacles. You know what I mean? Like we were one, and we were a force, so that nothing anyone said, any family, any whatever, you know, tried to interfere, it didn't work.
Exactly. And it's like also that voice was almost like a warning to you to let you know that you could choose the people you want to be around and create your own family. Because ironically, even though some of our family acted the way they did, the rest of the universe opened up so many doors for you guys, and you followed those. And that's key, like, to share with people. Because I know a lot of people are sitting in whatever world they're sitting in right now thinking, I have this and I have that and I can't, you know, and they say, I can't, and they feel all the obstacles. You know, but your story is a perfect example of believing in that light, like you putting, and you just kept walking towards it. You know, you just kept facing the light, and you both held each other's hands, and you kept walking towards the light and your dreams, you know, which is so inspiring. And I know your story will touch so many people, because there's a lot of people, like, stuck in family situations because they have kids and feel like, okay, I can't follow my dreams because I have my kids, and I'm not happy. But the universe doesn't want that for you. And you're not really making other people happy around you, because you shared that. And you would share that with me. Like, you knew, finally, that the best thing you could do for your kids was to be happy, because then they can share your happiness.
Right. It was. It just seemed like, you know, because that part of me was closed off. And, you know, I would laugh, you know, things would still make me laugh, but it was like I was underwater, you know, watching life unfold kind of thing, you know, like it was in slow motion, and, you know, it was just not alive, you know. And I loved my kids so much, but after that moment, it just seemed so much more, because I was connected to everybody and everything, and, you know, so I just felt even more for them, and just happy that it all happened. And, you know, the decisions I made, ultimately, you know, everybody is happy. And
right.
It's that way. People think that, they, you know, you have to sacrifice your happiness for everyone else. Well, you don't, because really they're not happy either, because you're not being who you are. So they don't even know you.
Right.
Very good.
That's true. You know? That's the thing. We lie to our, even if the ego lying to us, thinking that we're, you know, making all the sacrifices and making other people happy. You know, if we're miserable, they're miserable, because we're putting that energy out and we're not even being who we are inside. So, like you just said, they don't even know you, because you're not being you. You're being something totally else, you know, something you think that you're supposed to be for other people. Lori, do you want to share your, because I know you had a similar experience, you know, of leaving behind energies to make your life, you know, to follow your dream. And you had family opposing
stuff too,
like old school.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, just from, I mean, I have a lot of stories, but just to pick a very few, two of the most important ones that in my life, starting, one was, you know, from childhood, just, and some of the things, you know, just in a really dark place. For many years, as I call it too, because I knew there was more, but I was trying to figure out, I didn't know, because I was brought up in a world of can't, don't, won't, never gonna, and I'm thinking, and then as I got older, when I did more things and got out on my own at a very young age, might I add, I realized, well, yes, I can, and I'm going to, and I will. And I started doing it. Just for an example, jobs, family, personal relationships, just everything. I mean, some of them weren't the, you know, always the best choices because we have the free will that we're given. And I mean, but for the most part, starting out, you know, was a, you know, it's all about the life lessons and learning and growing from it, and that's pretty much what that was at the beginning for me. On a subconscious level, I was manifesting everything that was going on in my life without really at that time totally realizing it. But it just, all I knew was when I was very, you know, a lot younger, was a lot more wild back then. And I, somebody told me I couldn't do something. Somebody told me I couldn't do something. Don't blink, because I'm going to do it. Do it pretty quick. So, and that, you know, in regards to a lot of different areas. And most of it was family that was, you know, doing that. And I do believe that, I mean, it's not about the blood. It's about who's really there for you and supporting you. I mean, I have great friends that, you know, that you guys are my family. You know, I consider you guys family, and few other friends in my life have always been really supportive. But getting back to the manifesting part of it, just some of my experiences, even with and now, you know, this is before I had my daughter, and I went through a lot of challenges at the beginning. Of course, you know, you're starting off, and then I had a relationship, of course, that was just very toxic. That didn't work, and I said, "This isn't it. This is. I know there's something more. There's something." I kept getting, you know, that I wasn't always listening to my, as you call it, the inner guidance system or my intuition. I would second guess, and that's where that was the big stepping stone for me, and just learning to trust. And I used to say things, you know, I'm like when I was in my 20s, I'd say, you know what, I know in the next 20 years when I reach a certain age, I'm going back over to the ocean, because I was about 2 hours away. I was, you know, I grew up around water my whole life, and just as an example, and as soon as I saw, you know, got the opportunity, I mean, I was at a job with a company for many years. I lived in a certain area for many years. I had, you know, manifested two of the not so best relationships in my life. Yeah, that was just a really huge life lesson. And at that time, I just thought I was stuck and that was it. And that's, you know, it was my thinking at that time, because also in the middle of that, I was self-medicating because I felt I was in that dark place, and because I thought that was it during that time. But then I kept getting all the signs that were waving right in my face. I just chose to take my blinders off and actually pay attention and look, and actually try, you know, going to the right instead of taking that left turn. And everything started coming to pass and working. And I'm like, wow. And I just kept doing it and setting little goals, and each little time things would happen. So, and in the current to, you know, from the past to the present now, I mean, things, I'm in the area, you know, in an area that I had relocated to, and everything just started, like you mentioned, Mindy, everything just started falling into place if it's meant to be, and you don't have to put up such a fight and a struggle to do it. I mean, everything, it just started piecing together. Like the puzzle pieces were falling from the sky and fitting completely into place without having to, like, shove it in there, you know? It's a good example, right? Or force, I should say. So that's just really my experiences and what I've gone through, just, you know, one of the few of the many. And I'm still working on things now. I mean, I'm going through a few things, challenges that had hit me here the last couple months. I feel like there's, and it goes along with too, there's always going to be something trying to pull you, or, you know, there's always going to be a challenge, no matter, you know, what my experience anyways, for me, even though you're in that place and you feel like it's the right thing and everything's falling into place, you're always going to be, there's always going to be something around. You just have to, you know, pay attention. And for certain things, you know, boundaries are very important. And it's with people, you know, you're going to surround yourself with, there's always going to be people that don't have or are on the same vibrational level, because I did raise my vibration to extreme levels that I wasn't aware of until, you know, some experiences I kind of went back into the past a little bit, made some choices, being human, and and then I realized, I mean, it was a lesson for me, and it just brought me down to a lower vibrational level. It's one of those things you don't realize what you really have until you go back and you don't have it now, or you're not feeling that way. So that was a really big awakening for me as well. So, and what helps me is journaling and just writing these things down. So, but that's pretty much what I have there. I mean, I hope that was, you know, pretty self-explanatory. I hope I'm, you know.
Well, what's great is, it's funny, it's like the common theme that's coming through, and that's, you know, what I really wanted to talk about, like that aha moments for us, is like that trusting yourself and learning what it is that you want and what makes you feel joyful, you know, to learning who you are, because then we know the intentions to set forth, and then we learn to trust our feelings to help pull that in, you know, and to just, and let go and to have faith. Because, if, you know, when we don't trust ourselves, we're constantly going back and forth. And, you know, Mindy says that to me, and we talk about that. You know, that I call it the one foot in, one foot out. You can't have one foot in the door and one foot out and be going anywhere. You know, you're stuck. And
yeah, well,
you know, it looks pretty funny.
It does.
I had to let a lot
of
people
go. Doing the cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
The shuffle.
We do have a.
Where are we going?
Shuffle. We do have a caller.
Okay,
we want to take a caller.
Yeah, definitely.
Area code 352. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hi, everybody. This is Scott. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. Actually, I didn't have a particular question. I was just calling and listening to another wonderful show on a Great Mojo Monday.
Awesome.
We're glad to have you, Scott.
Thanks. Always glad to be listening to the show. I hope our listenership grows, because it's a lot of people, I think, can benefit from it.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Bring a lot to the show.
Definitely.
Yeah, I wish I had some real insightful questions or comments for you guys, but it was just listening to your guests, and I think it's a really, really interesting and important subject to be able to work through these interesting times we live in.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Scott. We hope so. We hope, you know, we learn more from this and just spread that just awareness that we have the power within ourselves to really, you know, shape and mold our lives. It's like a painting, and whatever we choose to put out there is going to come back. So I'm so grateful. Thank you for putting your mojo into our show and always being there. It's really, really appreciated.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Blessings and namaste, and I'll put the phone back and listen.
Blessings, love, and light, Scott. Thank you. Namaste.
You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You as well.
So
yeah,
I had a thought for all the... for all the people out there that maybe don't really get what manifesting is yet, the way I look at it with manifesting, to make it work, I guess, so to say, you have to feel and act like you already have that dream, that desire, like you are it, you know, like there is no other possibility. That's why I say it's kind of a way of life, because once you start doing it, it's just a natural everyday thing. But for people who, you know, are coming from the old way, I guess the best way to look at it is like the nifty plunge, like there is no other option, and you just all in, and you just live from that mentality and that space. Is that a good way to put it?
Exactly.
Oh,
<It's>
yeah.
Like, because when you're, I love the way you describe being underwater. You know, when you're living life underwater and the weight of the world is on top of you and there's a veil, when you're living from your authentic life inside yourself, you feel vital, you feel alive, you feel it, you are being it. You know, you're living in it. And you're connected to it. And I'm glad you brought that up, Mindy, because it's the idea of, you know, once you know who you are and what makes you happy, then you have to trust that and follow it, because that's the whole idea. Because manifesting works both ways. If you're not living your truth and your happiness, then you're going to be manifesting more of the things that don't make you happy and, you know, don't make you feel good. So in the beginning, if it isn't natural all the way, like Mindy said, just fake it. I mean, fake it till you make it. Like, pretend as much as you can. That's why when we're doing the meditation, you know, it's like, let yourself feel, let yourself see what it would look like, what it would feel like, you know, visualize it. Surround, you know, that's why Mindy and I talk about doing vision boards. Like, I did a vision board a long, long time ago, and I keep it. It's all the things that make me so happy every time I look at it. And it's in my room. And I look at it every day of my life, you know, because I believe in those things. So I know they're going to come into my life, you know, and it's like trusting that exchange. And that's what I wanted to ask you, Mindy. You know, what are the little things that you do to help people that are just starting off? What did you do, you know, to help you get into that place where it was like a natural thing? So when things popped up to say kind of pull you in another direction, what did you do to remind yourself, oh, no, this is how I feel. This is what I want. I'm going to stay focused on this. That's exactly what I did. I was just like, nope, I'm not listening. Peace out. Sorry, I'm going this way. You kind of have to be super vigilant, because if you're surrounded by people who don't live that way, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, like I watch these ducks, and one of them goes one way, and the all rest of them go, not realizing that they can do whatever they want to do. Right. You know? And it's hard to, so I guess in the beginning, it's really, it is a fake it till you make it. You have to be vigilant. You have to really take more time for yourself. If you're around a lot of people, you know, that don't agree with what you're doing or don't believe what you're doing, you know, they're living their lives and you need to live yours. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And would you agree, both of you, that the power of your manifestation increases with the power of your life force? Like, when you're living more joyfully and in your happiness, your ability to manifest increases and speeds up, because you're putting that energy, it's like you're connecting to that vibration. The higher you connect to that vibration, you know, the faster and, you know, the quicker it manifests in your life, because you're being that energy.
Oh, exactly, because when you're in that space, it's like it's amplified, and you have assurance. You know that this is what's going to work out, this is what's going to happen, and so it happens quicker because you believe that.
Yeah, and I love that you just said that word, believe. Believe in faith and trust. I think those three words, and that's why I kept saying them in the meditation, it was coming through that those are so powerful in manifestation. Because if you can even look at them in the other, like people say, well, I want this, but this and this is happening, but do you believe in it? Do you believe more that you have bad luck? Like, I correct people all the time when they say, well, that'd be just my luck. I'm like, don't say that. I'm like, you know, I'm like, you got to stop yourself from thinking that way, because the universe is listening to you. So if it says, well, you say one thing, but you really believe another, I'm going to give you what you believe, because words are powerful, but the belief behind the words is what makes the words a conduit, you know, like a channel.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the energy. Like, energy attracts energy. So if you believe, like I tell people, you know, you want to do something like, say, I eventually want to live in BC someday. So I gravitate to shows. It's funny, I'll randomly pick shows that are filmed in BC. I don't even know that they were. But I'm watching them, and I get all excited, and I can feel myself walking through the forest like they do. And I know someday when I'm, you know, when the timing is good for me, I'm going to be there, you know, and it's going to be awesome. And I believe that in my soul. I always have, you know. But I still enjoy where I'm at the time, you know, because I'm learning here, which is great. But if you want to do something, it's like surround yourself by it. Like if someone wants to take a vacation somewhere, it's like, you know, get a book about that place and put pictures up of the place,
mm-hmm.
you know, and put your head and visualize yourself being there, you know, and seeing it and feeling it, you know. I mean, I know Mindy has a similar passion about a place. Like what's the kind of things you do that prepares you for living there, like manifesting that? Because I know you agree with the timeline, you know, you're waiting for a specific purpose.
Yeah, I try not to put too many of those places up because I know I'm not ready to go yet. So if I do, I'll end up there. I can make it happen. So I try not to focus on it too much. Sometimes it'll creep in, you know, and I'll think about New Mexico, but then I'm like, no, don't do that because then life things will start happening to push you in that direction because that's where you want to go. So I have to kind of reel that back in a little bit until, you know, I'm 100%. Sure that I'm ready to go there or else things will start happening to push, you know, to send me there because that's where I want to go. Because the universe is listening, people, you know, it really is. And
mm-hmm.
also I was going to say a good thing for people who, you know, want to start, you know, manifesting all the things in their life to stop using the bad words like I can't. Can't should just leave your vocabulary. I try so hard not to, you know, say things like that. Like when people say I miss you, it's hard for me. Or like saying, just for instance, when you miss someone, you say I can't wait to see you. The universe,
right, I've changed that too.
Hear it like that, yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to say that.
All it hears sometimes is the wait to see you. So then you're actually waiting longer to see that person because all the universe hears is wait to see you.
Right. Exactly.
So if you say I'm excited to see you, then that's, you know, that brings it in because there's no negative along with it.
Good point.
That's
very
perfect.
Good point.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah, so stop saying
yeah.
the bad words like can't or try or or you shouldn't, you know.
Good.
You really just got to jump in.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets easier the longer you do it. It's like anything. The more you do it, the longer you do it, the easier and faster and, you know, more natural feeling it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when it comes out of your mouth, you go, oh, like you feel it right away. I'm like, okay, control, alt, delete. That's what I say. Control, alt, delete. That one.
It's funny.
I love that you're saying that because it is a practice. And then you hear other people and say, oh, now I know why they're stuck in that scenario because they're playing that tape and these limiting
yep.
words that they're using is reinforcing that place.
Right.
So your kids, too, if you have kids out there, you know, try to help them. You know, like one of the first words I stopped using a long time ago was hate. I don't say that word. You know, I don't use that word in any form. You know, because it's like I don't ever want to feel that way about anything. You know, can't. I love that Mindy said can't. Shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't. You know, I should do this. I should do that. You know, it's like will. And I don't even say when. You know, I say when now instead of I would like. You know, it's like when I do this. When I do that, because then you're telling the universe, you know, when it happens, you know, you're it's putting it out there that it's going to happen to you.
Yep.
You know, like you are already, it's already occurring. Like the universe is doing everything, you know, and it's about trusting that because we get in the way. I did mention that, you know, before we talked that I wanted to talk to you, Mindy and Lori about that is what we do to prevent the actual manifestation, because when we put a call out to the universe, you know, when we set that intention, like if you know, you can use whatever kind of, you can use in meditation, you can use writing, like people write stuff down, like, okay, my wish list,
mm-hmm.
you know, my God book, you know, you can write down your manifestations, you know, whatever you do, plant a seed like we did in meditation today, but putting that in there and then letting go and trusting it and letting the universe and then having faith and belief. You know, I think that practice for people is really challenging. And I think that that's, you know, the final aspect of becoming a really strong manifester. But that we talked about the things that you really have to work on first is knowing yourself, knowing what it is you want and your joy
mm-hmm.
and having your boundaries so that you don't let other people change that, you know, change your mind. You stay strong with that. And then watch your wording when you're talking about it, you know, but then putting it out there and trusting it, you know. And that's why I wanted you to tell your story, Mindy, because that was like an example of all of them, is trusting it and then walking it and letting it go, like not letting those fears that people have creep in. You know, because once you start listening to those fears and putting your energy into that, like if you switch the energy from the faith to the fear, you know, that's a powerful change, and it's going to prolong. What are your thoughts about that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It really, it's almost like when you say something negative, you have to say 20 things positive to counteract that one thing that you said. So you really have to be vigilant about what you're saying and doing. And, you know, if you have a thought that contradicts your intention, hurry up and think of, like, as much as you can to get back on the track of what you really want. So if you find yourself, you know, like, you know, losing trust or faith, shut your eyes or, like, do something quick and think about everything that could go right, you know, everything that's going to happen, everything, and just stay in that zone as much as possible, as much as you can. And, you know, it makes it happen faster.
Yeah, that's why I recommend, and I see you do it too, Mindy, and I've been a big supporter of this since I shifted, is I put things around my house that remind me that, you know, so I have it, you know. Or for me, like if I'm at a place or if I'm with people and their mojo's slipping off, like I'll look at a tree, I'll look at a plant, like I'll look to nature and boom, the universe will put something in my eyesight, you know, that will lift me up. That brings my vibration back up. Because I, like you and I have talked about, I believe in that. I believe in the keeping the vibration high is what brings your dreams and your intentions. So that's all the work you have to do. All you have to do is tell the universe what you want. Then your job is keeping yourself in that vibration of the feeling, you know, in the vibration of the feeling of, you know, joy and happiness and love, you know, and harmony.
Right. Because
when your vibration goes down, then you're opening that channel to pull in all the things that increase that feeling that you're feeling, whatever that feeling is. When you said that, it reminded me of when, you know, you're sanding wood. If you go against the grain, it takes you so many sandings to fix that one that goes the wrong way.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to sand for, I remember in workshop when I took that as a kid, you know, in early high school. And I noticed that. I was like, whoa, if you go off once, you have to stand this way for, like, a long time to get rid of that one, you know, in the direction of, you know, opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And something else is, you know, if you want something in your life, you also have to start taking steps towards that direction. You know, like if you are single and you want to be in a relationship, you need to make space in your life for that person. You know, first of all, you should be doing anything that makes you happy and be true to who you are, so that when that person meets you, they really know who you are. You're doing everything that makes you happy, and they just complete and kind of add to your happiness. So first you need to be doing everything, you know, in your life that brings you possible joy on your own. And then in your life, create that space that welcomes that other person. You know what I mean? Like, look around your home. Is there room for another person to come into your life? You know, things like that people don't think about, you know? If you want love and joy, but you're still in another relationship, that tells the universe that you really don't, because you're not letting go of that other person to allow the person that needs to be there to come in.
Exactly. That's an awesome point. I love that you said the simplicity of you want someone else to live in your life. Is there room
mm-hmm.
in your life? And you can look at it like your job, like your lifestyle. You know, do you have room? You know, because people can have relationships that are so smothering with other people that any balanced person is going to go, no. Because I've made that choice before. I've been really into somebody. And then when I see how codependent the relationships are with other people, I'm like, oh, I guess, no, I'm sorry. You know, namaste, love and light to you. But, you know, I know the difference today. You know, I know the difference between what a healthy relationship is and how many just said, like, both sides bring an equal energy and then you share, you know, and it's not overcompensating on either side. You know, everybody
right.
has things that they have to go through, but on the regular, on a consistent basis, you know, you're bringing that love and light and harmony. I love that you brought that up, Mindy, because it's so true. Making
yeah, it's
space
like,
or let things flow.
Yeah, when you, like, for instance, say you have to build a shed, well, you kind of got to clear away where you want the shed to go, which is kind of like clearing out things that maybe aren't good in your life, you know, and then you start, you know, making the foundation like maybe the shed's going to sit on so that it's level and flat. You know, that's making sure that everything in your life it makes you happy, you know, so that you're the happiest you could possibly be when this person will show up in your life. I've told so many people, you know, that they ask me, you know, when am I going to meet someone? And I immediately go to them and what they're doing in their life right now that makes them happy. You know, what do you do right now that makes you happy? Okay, well, you need to do more of that in your life. And I know that that person you're going to meet is going to have something to do with that.
Exactly. Because if you're waiting for somebody to make you happy, and the
right.
universe might actually bring a really great person in your world, but you're going to put so much on them, you're going to suck all their happy from them because you don't have any for you. Like, you haven't created
exactly.
any in your own life. So it's going
yeah.
to be all on them. And they're going to be like, I'm running.
Peace out. Leo.
I thought you did that.
I mean, and you know, no one's perfect. Everyone's always going to have, you know, things they're learning and growing and working on. But you have to know what makes you happy as a person. You know, what activities do you like to do? You know, are you an outdoor person? Are you an indoor person? Like, really know what's important to you and who you are so that when that person comes, they actually know who you are and what you like to do. And you don't have to focus your relationship on figuring that out. You just kind of flow and you just go, you know, and you start enjoying each other's company. It's just a whole other experience than, you know, it's kind of like you lay it out all on the table at once because there's nothing that's hidden, you know?
Exactly.
It's such a freeing feeling.
Because you're just trusting yourself and you're living for, you know, you're living. And I finally get that because I used to think that sounded selfish to me. You know, it's like really living for what makes you feel great. And now I get it. Like, I get why that's so important. Because you can never be happy until you learn to do that. You'll always be seeking something outside of yourself because you're not looking in first. You know, and I finally
right.
understood the value of looking, you know, seeing life that way.
And
it's not jumpy. That's funny.
We do have a caller. Would you like to take
Oh,
one?
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go here to area code 602. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. I was listening to the show, just learning to see how to manifest things. Especially right now, I'm kind of looking to get this second interview and manifest that and trying to find all that positive verbiage to get it happening.
Awesome. Did you get some really
That's
good
funny.
Inspiration from some of the things we talked about on how to do that just for yourself?
Yes, that's what I was, you know, listening for and realizing that sometimes it's a little bit more involved than anticipated. It's like it's work,
right? And not worrying is work, right?
right. You gotta. Because a lot of times, like you have to stay focused on your manifesting, and sometimes your mind goes all over the place. And like you said, I've somewhere along the line, like you got to keep that same thought or put pictures up or something so that keeps you focused on that. Otherwise, your mind goes, like you say, how are things going? Same old. And I'm realizing I got to stop saying that because it is, every day is the same. But you know, I'm looking for that new job. I'm looking for that, you know, and it's like, I've got to stop saying same old because maybe that's what's keeping me back.
That's awesome that you realize that, the power in that thought, just that statement. Because same old is telling the universe, okay, same old's fine. Same old's what I expect.
Right.
It means you got
to get caught in that without realizing it. Pardon me?
Right. I was going to ask Mindy if she could tell you something, because she did, she moved, manifested a job, she did everything, and like, you know, she did a really good of like setting that mindset of like saying it over and over, you know, just believing and putting that faith in the thought. You know, faith is a hard faith. I think faith is complicated for all of us, you know, to put it out there and to let go.
Right. Yeah, putting it out there and not worrying. I mean, I think if everyone could do one thing, is to never worry about anything ever again. And that people just look at me and almost have a heart attack when I say that. What do you mean? They just, you know, their eyes, like, get big. And, you know, like, what if worry was just non-existent? What would you be doing?
You know, well, that's the problem. We
yeah,
worry too much, even when we try
right.
not to.
It is. It's probably the most, the hardest thing I find for people to grasp is to not worry about anything and trust. That is so hard for people because they you know, and then worrying is what brings it in your mind so much, and you mull it over, and you're mentally trying to find solutions when the universe has infinite possibilities and ways that it can help you to achieve that if you let go and trust that it will. And
mm-hmm.
it does take practice. It does take time. You know, it's just such a freeing feeling when you can finally get to that point of never worrying about anything and trusting that everything is going to be just fantastic.
Right. And caller, if you do something, like there's some things you like Minnie and I have talked about this too, and Lori, you know, listening to music, like when you feel that worry pop in, say an affirmative statement like, I know my dream is coming. You know, I know my dream is coming to me, and then just put some music on or something fun that you like to enjoy that puts you in that space of, you know, happiness and vibrant energy, you know, and get yourself, like, notice when it's coming and have a solution, like have a practice that you do that puts you in different, like, sometimes I'll just go out on the porch and ring some chimes, you know, and that'll immediately bring my vibration back up, you know, and looking outside.
Now,
you know, something that
when you feel worry, like you say, take out the worry and make that others, like, distraction. How about if you start getting nervous about it? Is that same as worry, or is that just kind
yeah.
of just part of the human nature?
That's part of worry,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. If you have a plan of, like, you recognize that anxiety coming out of nervousness, have a plan of something you like to do that takes that feeling away. Like, for me, I can put music on, start singing. That does that for me. Or dancing. I go out and I do yoga, or I meditate, or go walk on the beach, or just go walk around the block. You know, play frisbee with my nephew. Like, I had a blast the other day, you know, just, and I can think of that, and it'll immediately bring me out of that feeling and into a space of joy and happiness. Like, know yourself and plan something that you can start using as a, you know, a replacement for the fear. What were we going to say? Sorry, dear.
Oh, I was going to ask her what her name was.
Evelyn.
Evelyn, do you like to read?
Yeah. You know, I do like to read, but I work so many hours, I just don't have time.
Maybe you can get it on audio. Mm-hmm. Wayne Dyer has, like, one of the best books called The Power of Intention. And he really Yeah, The Power of Intention is probably one of the best books I've ever read on creating your world, you know. And he does a lot of step-by-step kind of things that we can't cover in such a short time on a radio show. So
right.
if you're able to get it, you know, and even just reading a couple pages at a time, even just a couple of pages really has a profound effect because his words have such, you know what I mean? Like, he really
mm-hmm.
gets into it with even just a little bit of time.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Wayne Dyer, and I do like
yeah.
I've listened to him on, I don't know if you get this station, but it's called PBS, where he does, you know, a TV show that encourages people to buy his, you know, listen to his product
right.
and stuff. So I'm familiar with it. And also he's on other, like,
but really,
like Hay House.
Yeah, it's just, it's being vigilant about it, and it's really changing your whole mindset. I mean, you know, for me, it just happened all at once, and, you know, I was on a roll. But I know for other people, you know, it's baby steps. They got to do a little bit at a time, and even just doing that little bit, you know, sets you on a different course of making that happen.
Exactly, and it's finding, Evelyn, yourself and what works for you. Like, Mindy's known me since I was very young, and I've always been a dancer. I dance through the grocery store. I will dance, you know. It brings me light. It brings me happiness, you know. And I'm not telling you have to do that to manifest things, but finding what it is that makes you feel joyful, because the joy and the feeling of happiness is what we're seeking. And when it's not naturally occurring in our lives because we haven't been giving ourselves that, and you want to manifest more of that, you know, it's knowing what you can do in your life, you know, when you feel those other things creep in, to automatically do. Like, you know, Mindy, I, Lori, we all have our, we have our set things that we know that we do. If we feel negativity from, like, family or different things that we all have to go through come in that we do. Like, Mindy, do you want to share some of the ones that you do? If you feel, you know, just, or just to even increase more of what you enjoy in your life.
Yeah, I kind of step away. If I feel, you know, that I'm not in my best space, you know, I'm feeling maybe down or negative or not really, you know, being my usual self, I have to kind of pull myself away from everyone, and I go sit outside. Like, I will sit outside for hours and just watch birds and watch the leaves blow, and it just, it helps bring me back and makes me realize what makes me happy and what's important in my life. And everybody does have something different, you know. Like, I like gardening too, that I will get lost in gardening. It'll be hours will go by, and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? You know, because you do something that you love to do, and it gets you out of your head, you know, tasks like that. You know, maybe you like to make jewelry or whatever, you know, hobbies that will get you out of your head and thinking about, you know, worrying or being, you know, anything you can do to get your mind, you know, yourself out of that way of thinking or thinking about it and get you back into just kind of letting it go and trusting that it's going to work out. Because sometimes when you want something to work out, that might not even be the thing that's supposed to work out for you. That's another thing, too. You know, we manifest what we want, but if it doesn't happen, it's because it wasn't supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was going to be a question that I was going to ask is, when you put your intentions out to manifest something, because I believe I am a manifestor in some ways, and but what if it's like, this is not the right time? So if you try to manifest something and it's not the right time, do you still see that then the timing is just not going to happen? Even if you want to try to manifest something that isn't for your best?
No, and maybe at the time you don't even know it, and so then when it does happen, it's rockier. It's like, you know, it's not as smooth as it might have been like a few months down the road. The more you're aware, you know, and listen to your intuition, they kind of go, it all goes hand in hand. So you're walking through life and you want to manifest something, but all of a sudden if you know, you get messages and it's like, oh, maybe you don't want that right now, you might want to back off. But,
yeah,
we've been doing it for a while, and we kind of, you know, it's a balance. It's like a tightrope, but a fun tightrope, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And learning
it's all about, yeah.
Learning to trust your balance and the way you maneuver through it and that insight. And I love that you said that, Mindy, is that you can be feeling excited about and you're manifesting, but something inside is telling you there's like a not thing that's locking through. I actually recently had that because I've been really wanting to move back to Canada. But, you know, I was excited about it, and then things were just popping up, little signs that were, you know, telling me that it wasn't the right time. And I'm listening, because I listen to the universe. When the universe is showing me things, and it's like, okay, it's not the time. And to let yourself, you know, because the universe knows what it is that you want most and what would make you happiest. you know, inside and what you need to learn, because we're here to learn things too and experience. So I love that you said that, Mindy, because it's, you know, it's not that you won't get there. It just might be the timeline, you know, and that you might need to learn or experience something else that's going to even make when you get there even that more wonderful for you.
Right. Evelyn, did you say you were waiting for a second interview?
Yes.
Are you waiting for a callback?
I guess to confirm the kind of like the job classification, mm-hmm. and then I'm supposed to meet with another person, and I'm gathering this is to give information as when I'm supposed to start and what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm still, it's kind of like not clear exactly. I believe I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I guess they're going to just kind of give me more clarification on it and then have an interview on, I guess, to see if I can do it. I'm not quite sure where they're going. I don't even know if they're quite sure, but it's kind of one of those things. I'm not exactly sure how this is all going to handle, but I believe it's a good fit.
What do you think, Lori?
Job interviews. I feel that there's something out of this, coming out of this positive, okay? But I do get there's a little bit of a loophole somewhere, or like a little hurdle to get over, or like a little delay, but that's really the only thing coming in. But for the most part, I see, you know, favorable. That's what I'm getting.
It's going to be a go, just going to take a little longer for them to, because I believe
not
they're
much
kind
longer.
Of setting something up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's kind of getting the ducks in a row. That's what's pretty much the best way I can explain it.
Well, that's what I'm kind of seeing, too, because when they say they call back in a day or two, it takes them a week. I'm like, okay. I just
don't
have a lot.
Automatic. Yeah. In the corporate world, a day is a week. You're right.
So I'm like, okay, when's the next call? They say tomorrow, but it could be like in 3-4 days. And that's where, you know, with your manifestation and your thoughts, and you're trying to go, okay, don't get nervous about this. They'll just call. And I did. I have to say to myself, just relax. Let it go. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
They'll call
you
back. But you know what? I guess my thing is that I get a little anxious. And this is another thing, too. I get anxious because I don't want to do what I'm doing anymore. Not full-time anyway. I might stick to it maybe part-time, a couple days a week, but I just don't want to do it full-time. It's taking the life out of me, finally. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years.
Well, you're listening to your body. Yeah, you're listening to your body, and you feel the universe is pulling you in a different direction, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just release the fear, which helps, you know, get rid of that anxiety, and just tell yourself it's going to happen during the right time, and it does. It's just trusting that it's going to. So that's very important, very, very important. Believe me, I manifested this last job that I had, and this also this business that I do as well. So it's funny. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going next door and getting a job, and I did within like 2 days.
That was so
pretty funny. Yeah, and it's a true story, too. It was just the timing, and I just learned, you know, 30 years in the corporate world, so. But I feel inspirational, too.
And I think in some of your analogies is that if it comes to you easily, then that's the fit, then struggling for something.
It is, and so much I hear all the time that people say, you know, you got to work for it. I kind of don't feel that way. I feel that if you have a vision and you want something and, you know, you believe it's going to happen and you take the steps towards it, but you don't have to kill yourself to follow these dreams, because if it's the right fit, everything should just automatically come to you. Doors open, the right people come into your life. You know, it happens fast. Sometimes it should be easy. If it's not easy, then maybe you have to, you know what I mean, adjust things or think about it a little bit more, because it really should just flow to you easily.
Yes. it should be enjoyable. Like, even, and I mm-hmm. believe this, you know, and I believe that I keep bringing up that word because Wayne Dyer says it, you know, another great book is Asking Is Given by Abraham and Hicks, you know, everything is about enjoyment and we can have fun. And I like that you said you're not getting enjoyment out of your job anymore and that's why you want to change. So even
right.
looking for a new job and manifesting it should be enjoyable for you. And the more you're in that, it'll be. And if it's not flowing and if it's not popping up that way, it means there's other avenues because, you know, that idea of resistance, if we're meeting resistance, is the universe's way of saying, you know, this isn't what you're asking for. You know, you might think it is, but it's not. You know, and I think that's, we can get stuck in that as we think we know better, you know, we have this design, and that really limits our ability for new things to come in, you know, new opportunities. Because if we have it designed and set in our mind to go a certain way, and then we're, you know, worn out and miserable, you know, because it's not occurring that way, you know, that's a real sign that we're taking, you know, we're taking it all wrong.
How yeah. about in the event when people want to manifest something new into their life, but they don't know what that is? Is there another way of asking for that then, or another way to program your mindset for that? Because there's a lot of times you want something different, but you just really don't know what that is, but you just know you want out of one and something else. I'm just talking job-wise.
Absolutely. I mean, do you want to take that one? That's a great one.
Yeah. That's where a lot of times, you know, meditation comes in handy because you'll receive messages when you clear your mind. You know, you'll receive messages on things like that. And also, if you know, like, activities that you enjoy, then maybe something that goes along with that. So you're saying you don't want to be in the field that you're in now, you want to be in something different?
Exactly, yeah, because this is retail. I'm done with retail. And, you know, it's not like, it's hard to, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things, try to be nice about it, but people can be mean.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be in that environment anymore. I don't want to suck that all in
right.
anymore, where I have to, you know, grit my teeth every time I go to work and, you know, and try not to see how these people give out these bad vibes.
Yeah.
And it's like, you get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Bad.
I mean, I work in a job where I'm around a lot of people like that, and it takes a lot of energy to stay centered. And that's why I brought up to you is, and I'm feeling this really strong to remind you again, is finding little things that bring you light and joy, whatever it is, because that's going to inspire you to have creativity of what you want, you know, in that space. That's where that's all going to come. And that's where our stuff has come from for us, because that's what we were doing. You know, we do those things, and that's when we get inspired to do other things. And you can just put out for now. You can just say to the universe, I want more joy in my life. I would love to have more abundance of energy. I would love to have a job that makes me feel good. You could just say that, and
mm-hmm.
then the ideas will come. Like, you can just put that out to the universe, and the ideas of what are going to give you more of that, you know, the universe is going to give you more things that are inspiring that in you and that feeling in you. And one thing will lead to another. That's one of my mantras I say to myself, is one thing leads to another. Just like that song, you know, it's true. You know,
right.
One thing leads to another. It really does.
Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know, it's just, it, you know, if anything we could share in this call is, I really think, is finding joy. Because manifesting, you know, comes from joy and happiness and light. Or it can come from the other, but then you'll be manifesting those feelings too, you know. So whatever you're feeling and sending out is coming back to you in your life. You know, but you can keep it really broad and tell the universe, you know, I would like a job that gives me more freedom. Or I would like a job that, you know, makes me happy inside. I would like a job that fills me with energy and, you know, vitality and passion. You know, I would like a job that I feel passionate about. You know, you can say things like that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, and writing down is really powerful too. Like writing them down,
yeah.
writing
yeah.
down, you know, and then just trust it. And then just hold the book, you know, hold the piece of paper, fill it with light, and feel that feeling. And it doesn't have to be specific. It doesn't be a situation. Just feel that feeling of, you know, that belief of what those words make you feel, and that will be, you know, that is enough. You know, that, like, in my meditation, we weren't specifically talking about what the dreams and the desires were. We were feeling it, you know. You could see it if you had it, but you could just feel it. You could just focus on the garden, how beautiful it is to create a garden, you know, and that energy that comes from that. You know, it's really letting yourself feel that you are joy and your life can be joyful. And however that's going to manifest, it'll change all the time what makes you happy, you know, because you'll want different adventures. You'll want different experiences.
I make little affirmations on index cards and put them all over the place. You know, you can. I see people all the time. They tape stuff to their bathroom mirror, you know, and they see it when they first get up, and it reminds them to, you know, like one of the ones I like is, I'm exactly where I am supposed to be. I am loved, and everything is unfolding in my life perfectly for me. You know, just something like that, like little things like that, send that out there. And mm-hmm. that's what we mean by, you know, trusting and saying, you know, positive, loving things to bring that more into your life.
Yeah, what helped me too is I took a day one day and I just was really focused and paying attention. There was somebody that was around me that was just constantly really negative. So I said, look, this is my gift to you, okay, because I'm a life coach. And I wrote, you know, when I wrote down a majority of the words that were being said, I said, all I've heard from you all day today was I can't, I won't, and just all these words. And I they didn't realize it. They thanked me like 4 weeks later when, you know, they were working on themselves and changing. And so, I mean, it really is powerful, is my point, of the awareness. If you don't, you know, you have to start with being aware. You know, and, you know, anybody can say, oh, I want this, or, you know, I want to win the lottery, or I want to, you know, buy a boat. But, no, but you know, it's really, it does, you have to really change your thinking. And by, you know, just believing is very important. That's just from experiences and just also with helping. You know, I have a lot of clients that I help as well. And, you know, the number one questions, usually not just relationships, but overall is about finances and work and jobs. And I'm like, well, you know, you have to believe. And then when they change that and they're like, yeah, I took your advice and everything, you know, they're just seeing their face light up and seeing the changes. It just, that takes that little, you know, sometimes, I mean, being human, sometimes we just make mountains out of molehills and don't realize how much negative end up pulling in instead of, you know, versus the positive with just being unaware. So it's just having that awareness and believing and trusting. It's unbelievable, the shift. So I had to share that.
It's so true. And Evelyn, if you could, you know, after this call, if you could think about things in your life that bring you happiness, that you like to do, little hobbies like Mindy said, you know, little things that inspire you. You know, I really recommend, if you don't have a specific, you know, intention of the type of job you want, you just start having fun and really bringing that more into your life and just putting out those statements of just like, you know, I want a job that fills me with joy. I want a job that makes me happy, that gives me energy. I really guarantee you that it will come to you. The creativity and the desire of the intention will come. Do you have some things in your life that, you know, bring you happiness that you can do?
Yes, there's things in my life, yes. You know, and I am focused on that. It's just sometimes you just feel like, I think some of it was the, if nervousness was part of just human or if that's part of the fear or the anxiety of going, hey, I haven't heard yet. Do I stress out about that or just let it go? And then, like I said, just relax. And then I did, like when she said, just believe. And then I thought to myself, there was a big billboard sign when I was driving to work one day, and it said, just believe. So I took that as like,
awesome.
Okay, there's your sign. So I go, just do it. It was like, just believe.
Yeah, there you go.
And stop thinking about it. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen. And but then you kind of go, and if it's not meant to be, then you just keep looking. It's just, but I think I've been on this process for a while now, and it's like, there was a part of me that goes, I really hate interviews. I really do. Because I believe I can just come in and do the job. But they want to interview you. And I don't, it's sort of like, here's the why you have to watch. Like, I don't. But it's like, I don't like interviews. And it's like, I get nervous. And then I think I'm not a really good interviewer. But I would think I'd be good for the job. So then I'm like, is that part of my problem? You know,
well,
I'm thinking.
I think any me, Carrie, or Lori, you know, can talk to you further. I know there's not much more time on the radio show, but I know we're all on Facebook. I don't know if you're on Facebook, but you can find me at mindysmojo.com. And I know Carrie has a website and Lori has a website, so maybe we can post those up underneath on the page.
Right. Sure.
So that we can talk to you more because, you know, I'd like to hear how it's going for you too.
No,
absolutely.
Well, thank you. Well, I wasn't really meant. I was just listening to the show today because that was the whole thing was to get my head thinking about what is I need to do. Not necessarily was I think of coming on, but I better ask the questions. Maybe that's why I got on the show.
Sure.
Because that's part of what I wanted to know is if I'm nervous, is that still fear? If I'm this and that, is that still this and that? And it's like, and you've answered my question. So once again, I'll just be more relaxed about stuff instead of trying to get all anxious about it. For no reason.
And we're so glad you came on because it's good because we all just practice it. It's like a muscle, you know, and the more you practice it, the more strong it is and you're doing it, you know, and the more you're doing it and turn it over, it will work out. So, yeah,
right.
And even if you just want to listen to that meditation that we did at the beginning, you know,
right.
We just practice that, you know, once a day for our lives. I mean, we truly, like Mindy and I have done it different times where we dedicate, you know, we do 3 weeks of meditating every day. You know, the series that Deepak will put out in Oprah. And if you get in touch with one of us, you know, they'll do those again too. And it's a really great way to just tell yourself, you know, for the next 21 days, I'm going to do a meditation and put that intention out. And you will see, you will definitely see the change because I have and Mindy has too when we do that. And Lori, you know, she's done the same. So
mm-hmm.
We're so grateful. And thank you, ladies, for just such a beautiful show today. I love
thank you, Evelyn.
All that we got to share.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. Very
thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I could talk about this for weeks. I've said that before.
I know.
We could talk about manifesting and intention. It's just endless.
And it's like, you know,
yes.
What something Mindy did that I want to throw out there too is, you know, with your business, if you, you know, you're manifesting stuff, like she cleared a space to have, you know, for her healings and for what she does, you know, for her livelihood. So it's like we make that space. I believe the energy flows in. And, you know, that was awesome that you did that, Mindy. And it inspires people to see that if you create that space and you put that faith, you know, that's the key. So then keeping your mind in that joy and where you want to be with that. So you're so inspiring,
right.
Mindy. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much. It's like the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
That's right. Awesome. Love you, girl. You're amazing.
Love you guys.
Love your story.
Happy Mojo.
Thank
happy
you. Happy
Mojo
Monday.
Till next
right, thanks,
week.
Lori.
Thank you.
Love you, girl.
Blessings.
Namaste.
Love you, too. Namaste.